Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Yesterday's message was about the coming 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. The one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tell us, nothing beloved to Allah more than the good deed in the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Look at the term, beloved, Allah love. If you remember my talk, you cannot push somebody for love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not command somebody to love him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order somebody to love him. Because love has to be from you. Either you love or you don't. And you love according to your belief, your value, your feeling for the upcoming of the pleasure and benefit from you, for whom you love. We talk about this in the article of love and what Allah love. By this way, what make me love someone? Supposed to be, if you're a normal person, you love those who benefit you. You love those who give you pleasure. You love those who value you. And you benefit from them. There's nothing wrong with that. But now, how are you going to make these people love you? To serve you with love? If you remember in my article, you will never be loved unless you love. And you cannot love unless you serve. Unless you're giving. 81 verse in Quran. 81 verse in Quran. About the love of Allah. And whom beloved to Allah, and what happened if Allah love, you name it. You have a chapter in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Ahadith, about the love of Allah and the sign of the love of Allah of a person. We talked about yesterday the difference between the proportion or the proposal of Allah to us in Ramadan, which Allah emphasized is better for you than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to give you forgiveness, mercy, rahmah, and عتق من النار, purification from Jahannam. Now, we go to 1 month and a half or 2 months and a half after Ramadan, and we talk about what the proposal of Allah about, he tell us, this my beloved days for me. That's it. He didn't say anything. That's why he tell you, what is beloved to him? He give you the days, the season, the action, the feeling, the things he love. Now, if I claim I love Allah, what I will do? Or if I claim I want this, love story with Allah, what I will do? I will do my utmost to gain this love story with Allah. The love story is a one nobody can compete with Allah. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody in this earth, no man, no woman, no money, no nothing, can compete with the real love story for infinity. The one can lead you to the highest level in Jannah. This is the one. This is a proposal above anybody's mind. Bad news. If my love to a man or a woman or a money or a status or a dunya above Allah wa Rasuluh, above Akhirah, above Jannah, all this talk is useless. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Why? The heart is so absorbed with dunya. We do not have a space for Allah. We do not have a space to love Allah. Imagine. Imagine when my heart is so occupied with everything else except Allah. And everything else occupy my heart is my enemy. And the only love story can benefit me dunya and akhirah is that story with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, again, I remind myself first and you. You cannot order someone to love you. You cannot force somebody to love you. You cannot command somebody to love you. Love has to be coming from your heart. Either you love or you don't. And you cannot love and demanding love without serving, without being kind, without being generous, without doing the beloved things to whom you want the love from. And this is a proposal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. We have a condition of the ummah, we have a family condition. What the problem with us in last many hundred of years? The Muslim become occupied with themselves. We become so selfish. All we care about me. For example, if you ask anybody, what are you going to do about Dhul Hijjah? Oh, I'm going to fast. I'm going to read Quran. I'm going to make extra salah. It's only for you. It's only for you. Yes, Allah loves those. But the most beloved action to Allah, to serve other. To sacrifice what you love for whom you love. Listen carefully. I'm going to repeat it again. One of the ultimate signs of love, to sacrifice what you love for whom you love. I'm going to repeat it again. To sacrifice what you love to whom you love. To sacrifice what you love to whom you love. This is a sign of love. This is a sign of love. And this is normal in humanity. But when it comes to deen, when it comes to Allah, we become bankrupt because the reality of love is not there. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The only true love story, you need it most, essential to you, dunya and akhirah and your family, the happiness for infinity is only with Allah. It's only with Allah. Once you die, nothing. No money, no honey, no wealth, nothing will benefit you. The only thing will benefit you is if you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your side. Imagine we do not care about this love story. Why? Because our iman is weak. Our iman of akhirah is weak. Our iman of jannah is weak. Our iman of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is weak. The iman to see the beautiful face of Allah and be the companion of Messenger or Prophet in the high level is weak. But you see, again, is a proposal. Proposal doesn't mean command. I'm only advertising. Allah only advertising. By this way, the true lover, they will show up. And the fake and liar and hypocrite with their own love story will fail. That's it. That's it. You cannot claim love. A lot of people today, they fail love. They think they love, and they think they can love. They don't. They love everything according to themselves. Everything according to me. In my time, in my way. This is not service. This is not service at all. I see this all my life. This is why I was looking for the real love. And I collecting all the books about the love of Allah. Not the stupid love, because all the stupid love will go away. Either the heart change, person is sick, or dead. And today, look at us. We're so weak, we're so vulnerable, we're so selfish, we're so stuck, to the point even we fail to have real love story with each other. Why? Because we fail the real love story with Allah. You will never able to love someone. You will never able to be kind, real kind, unless you love Allah. According to how much you love Allah, the way you behave with other. And the opposite. The way more you become selfish and you love yourself, everything becomes centered according to you. You do not see it. You do not see it. And Allah will make you blind. You do not see it, you do not feel it. And you always complain about other, why you do not love you, why you do not do this, why you do not do that, and you forget. What you give, what you did, how much you sacrifice, how much you try to please a person, and not your way, his way, and this similar now. We have, at this moment, the major role model, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared this way. Who's that? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, a whole family give the role model of. They give the role model of, okay, the love of Allah and sacrifice all their love, their money, their wealth for Sabilillah. Please reflect. Reflect big time. And don't reflect and sit back. No. Love is service. Love is sacrifice. Love is giving. Now we reflect and see what you're going to do. I have 1 24-hour coming, and I can tell you, we are minus 25 lakh. In 24-hour, 48-hour maximum from now, if we do not get the money, we cannot make our campaign Eid this year. We cannot. Somehow, we cannot. May Allah forgive me. I wish to say otherwise, but we cannot. Sure, we trust Allah. We will do the utmost, but we need the fund as soon as possible. My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's show Allah the best of us. Let's start serve, and I will give you another hint. If you ever want even to have real love story in your dunya with your husband or wife or your kids, you will never able to do that unless you love Allah first. If you don't love Allah, you cannot love anyone. It will be obsession, it will be selfish, but will not be real love. Go, check yourself. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, time is short. Think about what I'm saying. You're lucky. Wallahi, you're lucky. You're lucky if you start a new chapter with love with Allah. The only love story can make you beloved to the angels, beloved in the kingdom of Allah, and Allah make people love you. And you will have real heart of softness and kindness. And you will be happy, dunya and akhirah. And this is the ultimate you can give it to your children. You give it to mankind, you give it to society, you give it to yourself. Imagine you deny yourself the ultimate love story between you and Allah. You deny it to yourself. Please, move quick. Show Allah the best of you. Beg Allah to make you among those who will be at this season the most beloved people to Allah. And even if you have no money, no problem. Use your finger. Talk to people. Sit in the front of the computer. Spread the message. Collect money. Do whatever you can. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah make us among those who will meet Allah under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who will live in the upper level of Jannah, when the ceiling of our houses, the throne of Allah, and we able to see Allah day and night. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.